of the latest happenings on the diamond.
Still getting on base a lot with walks. We have not seen the power as much as we have, but he's having really good at-bats.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I mean, yeah, our charcuterie board is just like, you know, peak bougie. Let's just be honest, right? Like, if you really think about the concepts, like, you're just throwing some meat and cheese on a plate.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group's exclusive best used car selection of over 600 of your favorite cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit any of their 8 locations or shop online at ewaldauto.com. Ewald Automotive, where we make it easy.
Sophia Minert joining the program as the Brewers close out their series with the Pirates a little later today. Sophia, it feels like the vibe around this team has already changed. Welcome to the roller coaster that is Major League Baseball, because it was like, oh no, are the Brewers going to be any good, when they started out the season a little rough, and all of a sudden 7-5, people are going, oh, all right. Now again, it is the Pirates, and so take it for what it's worth, but is that true? You know, Christian Yelich hits a grand slam the other day, and all of a sudden people are going, okay, maybe this team will be all right.
You're totally right. And I think that's why, you know, I think last week we talked about Hunter Renfro's message of, like, he basically dropped the Aaron Rodgers relax on everyone, right, after game 4. And they have bounced back. And I don't think opponent necessarily has much to do with it in baseball specifically. I just think it's more so, like, you're just seeing things even out, right? I think this turn through the rotation has been a lot better. Corbin Burnes last night was just, it felt like unhittable. It felt like they had no chance. And then, you know, we kept asking, like, you know, where are the homers? Where are the power? You know, will the offense, you know, start to click? Will the individual guys start to click? And I think you're seeing that, right? I think Christian had the grand slam. Hunter Renfro had his first home run as a Brewer last night. Rowdy Tellez had a big homer. So I think for the individual guys, it matters. And that just leads to the group success.
It is so early, but I feel like this is something that I see every time Christian Yelich hits a home run. And I'm familiar with it, Sophia, because it happens a lot in the golf space with Jordan Spieth. Like, Jordan Spieth won this last weekend, so every question, oh, is Jordan Spieth back? Is he... And I don't want to make this broad statement that, oh, Christian Yelich is back, he hit a double and a grand slam the other night. But at what point will we know, do you think, if Christian Yelich is indeed back?
Well, you're going to have to give him more than 11 games.
Well, exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give him more than 11 games. But I think that's the point, right? I agree with you, right? It's like, I think, you know, we're just so programmed to analyze these results, like, day by day, when that's just not how baseball works, you know? And I'm sure you're, with your analogy with Jordan Spieth, that's just not how golf works really either. I do think you have to give him time, give him a month, give him 2 months. Like, let's have this conversation again at the All-Star break, right? Let's get a bigger sample size. I mean, even, I think we're, 30, maybe 40 plate appearances into this. Give him 100. Like, give him 250. Like, it takes time. It does take time. So, you know, and then, you know, I think your original question of, is he back, like, well, to what standard? You know, to the 2018 standard where he's hitting 40-plus home runs, or, you know, it's 20-plus home runs? You know, is that going to be, you know, quote-unquote enough for the fans? So I think you're right. There's a lot of layers to that question, and hopefully, you know, we get answers with more time.
Sophia, on a day game like today, do they eat breakfast at the ballpark? Do they eat breakfast at home? It used to be that we used to be able to, like, we'd stroll through the clubhouse and we'd be able to see the guys sitting at the tables eating, you know, some of their breakfast. How does it work now? Are you able to go through there? Have they opened them up for you guys to have access?
I think they eat like 7 times a day. I think there's probably 3 different breakfasts that are happening. Baseball players, they're just like us. They stop at Starbucks on the way, or they, you know, but they pick up their coffee on the way, and there's a full breakfast spread. It's normally all healthy stuff, but I mean, there's no shortage of options there with, you know, omelets and bacon and cereal and all kinds of pastries. I mean, it's healthy. Fruits, of course. But yeah, I think there's there's food there 24/7. I mean, these guys eat, I think, basically all day long. They can eat as much as they want.
See, I can hear the wheels spinning in your head going, where is she going with this? Why is Jen asking me about the breakfast habits of professional baseball players? And the reason I ask is because Kyle Long, former offensive lineman of the Chicago Bears, posted a picture and a video on Twitter of his buddy. Gabe believes it's him and that he's doing the whole my friend thing, but actually his buddy pours the milk back into the container after he finishes his cereal. So picture it, the bowl, he finishes the last of his Cheerios, there's still some milk remaining in the bowl, and rather than tip the bowl up to his mouth like we all did as children and some of us even as adults, he pours the milk back into the milk container so that he can reuse it the next day. Now there is a part of me, Sophia, that feels like, huh, he should kind of be rewarded or applauded for his frugality, for his thriftiness. But these guys are telling me it's absolutely disgusting. Where do you stand?
Is he sharing the milk with somebody else?
It's unknown. Like, we don't know. Like, yeah, and that's something we discussed, is that if he's the only one, let's just for argument's sake say he's the only one drinking from this milk carton. He is a bachelor, he lives alone, and no one else is going to be dipping into that milk.
Oh, man. I guess I don't really have a problem with it because he probably just likes the taste, right? Like the flavoring of the milk, I guess, from the cereal.
But Sophia, you don't want to cross-pollinate.
He's not sharing it with anyone else.
You don't want to cross, like, if he had Honey Nut Cheerios one day, and now you've got Cinnamon Toast Crunch the next, and then, heaven forbid, you've got Cocoa Puffs, you're going to pour the chocolate milk back in with the regular milk and dilute it all. Like, you don't want to be cross-pollinating all these flavors.
Or, Sophia, hear me out on this idea. If you're cross-pollinating all the flavors, then you're getting chocolate Cinnamon Toast Crunch, essentially, at some point.
Right. I was going to say that is like maybe he does want the combination of all the flavors. Like maybe it's a strategic cereal mix.
I can hear that you're struggling with this, Sophia. So I want to go down to our most basic standard. If you were dating a guy and you found out he did this. No, I'm being serious, right? Because we did this last year with Sophia. We were like, how do you feel about Beanie in the Summer guy? How do you feel? How do you feel about cereal milk back in the container guy?
I don't. Sophia, you can't trust him. You can't trust him.
I do not love it, but if it's just his thing, then you know what? You do you. Like, if I don't have to, you know, touch it, taste it, whatever, then Godspeed to you. You know, like, I don't love it. But I will say this, though, if you guys have ever been to Interval Coffee over on the east side over off of Jackson, they do a cereal milk latte, which is exactly this premise. Like, they actually mix up cereal, you know, with milk. I think it's like an oat milk or almond milk. And then that's what they use as like a flavoring in the latte. So you can get a cereal milk latte.
Do you get to choose the cereal? Like you want something a little fruity, so you go with the Fruit Loops or the Crunch Berries, or maybe you want something a little sweeter, so you go with the CTC.
No, I think it is something cinnamon based. I don't know, but it's like exactly this concept.
Well, and
like,
I told you guys how I was in Tampa Bay when I was covering the Super Bowl, and how they had a bar, an absolute full bar that was dedicated exclusively to cereal beverages. So you could order cereal milk, just like Sophia is saying, where they would crunch up Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cocoa Puffs or Fruit Loops into the milk, and you could drink the milk. And, you know, it was like in a blender. And then you had, obviously, alcoholic beverages, malts, smoothies, etc., all cereal based. So there is a market for this. There absolutely is an appetite for the cereal milk, Sophia.
There is. Now, I just go back to the fact of like, that's got to be like an individual thing. I feel like that's not, I mean, maybe unless your family, I don't know. Like, Jen, would you share with Dario, like spouses, right? You'd probably be okay with that.
No.
No? Okay, no, never mind.
No. I mean, again, we've talked about the toothbrush sharing. Like, if you're in a jam, you're on vacation, you forgot your toothbrush, and he's got his toothbrush there, you run it under some hot water, and I would use Dario's toothbrush. But if he's pouring milk back into a container and then expecting me to use it for my milk usages, no, I'm out on that. That's your own milk. You put a piece of duct tape on it, and you put the word Dario on it, and nobody's touching that milk.
In what situation is it okay to return the leftovers to an original container? Is there a situation where you're going, I'm done with this. I'm going to put it back to where I originally got it. I think it, once it crosses a certain threshold, either you toss it, I mean, you just can't put it back.
I'm trying to think, though. Like, okay, let's say that you, what about bread? I mean, if you eat half of a piece of bread and you just don't want to finish it rather than throwing away the other half, can you put it back in the bread sleeve?
That's weird.
No.
That's
why?
That might be the weirdest. That might be weirder than the milk thing.
No, half a piece of bread.
No, I'm with Jen on this one.
You could put half a piece of bread back in the sleeve.
Wait. Are you cutting the piece of bread, or did you bite the piece of bread and now you're putting the thing with the teeth mark back in the bread?
Well, in my mind, I was cutting it, but I don't think it matters. I think you could bite the bread.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Mm. Yeah, again, assuming that no one else is going to eat the bitten bread.
Well, but the bitten bread now touching the other loaf of bread, somebody else might eat
that. There's no way that that's worse than the milk. You pour the milk back into the container. It's all like coagulating and meeting and melting and melding, and with the bread, it's just sitting there on the end.
No, my point is, neither is acceptable.
Sophia, what do you think?
When you said it, I assumed you were cutting the bread, and with that, I have no issues. I just assume you would always, maybe you would tear it, I guess, but I don't think you would bite into it and then put it back.
Yeah, but again, what if you live alone and nobody else is eating that bread? You know what I mean? There's all these, there's layers to this.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of other things, though, that like you would put back in a sleeve. Like maybe you get a little summer sausage, okay, and you have the summer sausage and you're cutting off pieces of summer sausage and you don't eat all the pieces that you slice for your charcuterie board. Can you put those back in the sleeve? Can you put those back in a Ziploc baggie?
That feels different.
But again, isn't it comparable to
like
the
leftovers,
bread?
Leftovers, though. That's not like... I think there's a difference between taking something you've already used and put in your mouth and putting in a bag versus...
But you haven't put the milk... You technically haven't put the milk in your mouth. Now, the spoon has been in your mouth, and then the spoon goes into the milk, so certainly there are some germy germs that are being transferred back into the container, right?
But again, so now we're just having a discussion about leftovers, and you store the leftovers typically in a different place than you store the original ingredients. So if you have a leftover milk container, I guess that would be more acceptable.
So you put the milk into a different container,
yes.
Not the new milk.
Correct.
You're actually okay with that. All right,
it's
look,
better.
I think we're finding the nuance here. I think we're finding, where people stand on the leftovers and the germs and the putting food back where it came from. Sophia, you've been a huge help in this.
Well, that was my first question. Like, is this just for yourself or is this a family shared item?
I think in this case we have to assume you live alone. I think you have to assume that you live alone.
Especially because the video that Kyle shared, Sophia, there were two Cheerios that made its way into the milk. So then when he poured it out, the Cheerios Ugh. That had then been probably sitting in there for 24 hours, which I'm surprised are at that point still solid material.
Well, that's the thing. They're not. They're the fat, swollen, you know what I mean? Because a Cheerio starts out as a very tiny little O. And if it sits in the milk for too long, it just has a tendency to,
I thought it was just going to disintegrate.
It probably does, to be honest with you. Casey and Summit weighing in on our first Midwest Bank talk and text line saying, what about olives in a jar? You could put olives back into a jar. Let's say again, you have a charcuterie board that's sitting out.
Are you putting the olive in your mouth first?
No.
Then that's a totally different portion of the discussion.
Are you licking the olive before you put it back in the jar? Well, then you're right on par with the milk thing. Hey, Sophia, we got to let you go. Thanks for hanging out with us for an extended period of time and talking about these food habits. We really appreciate your insight.
Thanks, guys. I can't wait for next week. Right? What other food topics we will tackle?
Yep. We set the standard, really. We set the standard for Sophia's day. Nothing else she discusses today is going to be as interesting as can you put the piece of bread back into the bread sleeve?
I try to warn her every week, and I still don't think I do a very good job.
Well, the good news is that they pay her for this, so it's not like she's just doing this out of the goodness of her heart. She knows what she's getting into.